A gente pode diga anti turi nangono afarere o Brave Warriors. For the first time que copi iwana ya Africa. Yeah?
In history. Panjo konona.
Panjo konona.
Iyaro.
Yeah, it was 1998, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, back in the days.
100%.
The former coach, he is in the building, Rustin Mohane. Coach!
Yes, how are you?
Good, good. Compliments, yes. 2024.
Oh, thank you. The same compliment. I hope everything will fall on you and you are best and you become the Minister of Information and Technology. One day when
oh, you're my
ready.
Thank you, coach. Thank you, coach.
Yeah.
All right, coach, you were the first coach to take Namibia to AFCON in 1998 in Burkina Faso.
Yes.
But this year, Brave Warriors has made it to AFCON in Ivory Coast. How do you feel about this?
Of course, I'm a proud man, a proud coach, a proud Namibian that Namibia for the first time qualified for the African Cup of Nations. So I feel very, very proud. And you know why I'm also proud is that coaches that takes over like him, like Benjamin, as well as Ronnie, and as well as Ricardo Manetti, those are the players that I've groomed. And now they are doing the right thing. Yeah.
Okay. And let's talk about the Group E, where we're going to face Tunisia, Mali, and again, the repetition of 1998, the battles with South Africa. Bafana, Bafana, your thought about this?
Yes. You know, let us start with Tunisia. Tunisia, as you know, is a big, big, big country in terms of football. The majority of their national players play in Europe, which is not far from them.
Yeah.
And so that will be a very, very tough game. But you must know that us, we also have now international players playing in South Africa and some other African countries, and we have experience now. It's not like in 97, 90, 98, whereby we didn't have a single player that played abroad. But now we have a different ball game. And also from the coaching staff, it was Peter Ubian who was my technical advisor. I was a local coach. But now we have a coach like Colin Benjamin that played for a very long time, I think more than 10 years internationally. And he picked up, he also studied and he's a qualified coach. So the ball game is totally different now. So Tunisia is a tough one. But I think we have the experience now. Secondly, Mali. Mali also, as you know, has players outside, especially in France and all that. So I think it will be also another game, but I think we can match them. South Africa, as you said, it's our common, it's not more an enemy, but it's our common battlefield, where because we also play there now, in their own, in that country, and we last time drew with them. So I think we will make it to the second round, or to the next round, rather. Because it's two countries making it, yeah, so I think we will be one of those countries to make it to the second round this time. Because we have the experience now. We know that we must have enough money. We know that we must have camps. We know that we must play competitive games before we go into to play in the first tournament. So I think we are way prepared now. And I must give credit to Colin Benjamin, because he really groomed the players now. There is now a good mix between experienced and young players. Yeah.
Okay. Monday we drew with Ghana.
Yeah.
What do you expect from Brave Warriors after the draw?
You see, sometimes games like that, which is a preparation game, if one can put it in that category, but also competitive, because you want to know now, because it's, I think that will be the last game that we are playing before we play the African Cup of Nations. So I'm sure each country of the two, us as well as Ghana, has put maybe their best team. But you want to know now, which my team that I have playing against a giant like Ghana, do we have really the strength to match them? And I think we did. A draw against Ghana, whatever team they asserted of, is a good team. So it gives us very good hope, and it motivates the team, the players, everybody, that we are ready. So that was a good one to play against Ghana. Because one thing is also, apart from preparing, you must also climatize. You must play in an area or in a country or next to a country where you will play the tournament. Otherwise, the players will not cope in terms of the endurance, in terms of fitness, and all that. Because climatization is a very important aspect when it comes to athletes as well as soccer players.
Coach, your final remarks to the football lovers.
My final remark is, let's stand behind the team. Let's forget about somebody that feels my player is not in, or this player is not the best player. The team is a national team now. It's our team. Let's support it. Let's be, because it's we support us. We play a very important role. So let's support the team. Let's encourage them whatever way, through whatever means we can do it. And then I think we will make it. But if we just feel, we are in a very strong group, we are also strong now. Yeah, so let's stand behind the team. The brave warriors belongs to all of us. When they go on the battlefield, all of us go into the battlefield.
So we have to forget Benny McCarthy in 1998, ne?
Yes. No. There was a very funny thing that happened there. But anyway, it's now the history.
Thank you very much. History has
Thank
been
you so
made.
Much.
Thank you, coach.
Thank you so much. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Buddy, Rustin Mohane, former Brave Warriors coach.
No, I like what he said.
Yeah.
Coach, I'm up if I'm going to be in anybody. For now, to up a level, to up on the do you where everyone na sotuna dani tanga baponje peifenga dana ponje irongo and then oshikoshita shikara shiju imagine okukarava drawa na Ghana that was not easy but at least
it was
we made
not
it
easy. Yes ohingo no ngotango afana o Brave Warriors ko AFCON 1998 ko Burkina Faso history has been